Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we are super happy to have you here, and we just ask that you bring an open mind and heart to your listening experience and to be prepared to explore vantage points that I'm convinced will help shift or solidify your current understanding of the ultimate nature of reality in a way that is extremely empowering. Speaking of exploring powerful perspectives, I'm super excited to announce the release of my very first book, The Golden Key: Modern Alchemy to Unlock Infinite Abundance. If you're ready to alchemize the circumstances in your life so that your abundance expands to an entirely new level in 2021, head over to goldenkey.gift to download the audio or ebook as my gift to you by using the code POSITIVEHEAD. All right, all you positive heads, welcome, welcome. Here we grow again. It is a marvelous Monday here in the studio as I record. And you guessed it, I'm grateful. I am glad to be back with you guys. And, you know, there's been a bunch of reviews on iTunes lately. And I used to, those who've been around a while know, I used to read reviews regularly. And then I just stopped at some point and, you know, seeing new reviews again, or kind of a flurry again, really, it's really beneficial. It's really helpful to get feedback and to know that, you know, I'm helping people, that Eric is helping people, that the show is helping people, that you're appreciating it. And yeah, not only that, it helps us to reach new listeners on the platform and really anywhere that you can share it or review, please do. Yeah, it's like I said, it's one of those things. I'm just really grateful to be seeing some of these reviews again. And I mean, they've always trickled in, you know, but in the past, when I would read them, then, you know, sometimes people, of course, I'd read them on the show, and then people would, you know, get to hear their review, which is always cool to hear. So yeah, if you would take the time to give a review, I certainly would appreciate it. And also, if you'll notice in the show notes as well, while I'm thinking of it, there's a link now where you can play the game with the universe just by clicking. And you don't even have to pick a number. It picks for you. And that is, yeah, see what the universe, the YOU universe, serves up for you in way of, you know, almost like, but 1,700 episodes almost now, that there's definitely certain ones in there that are probably perfect for you at this moment in your life, right? We always go through these transitions and moments where reminders are incredibly helpful. And so today, what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to read one of these reviews and answer, because they put a question in the review, and it's something that I dealt with yesterday. So to me, it was like, okay, this is what I'm meant to talk about on the podcast, because I was dealing with a similar issue that this listener talks about. So I'll just go ahead and read it. And it looks like this person wrote in as Real Life Matters and a call for help. Hello, I have been listening to your show for about 3 years on and off, and recently, within the last few months, felt the need to get connected with my spiritual side again. I've been trying to listen at least once a day. It really makes me feel in a good place to have others that are on the same level as me. I want to be able to channel energy better and know how to listen when my higher self is coming through. I feel like relationships I'm in or around every day makes my connection worse, since they seem to be much less quote unquote awake in this life and completely unaware of what is going on around them. I have no close connections with people that are at the same spiritual level, and it makes me wonder where to draw the line with relationships. Is that being selfish if it's for my own good? I never have been on the superficial things / relationships that don't pull me towards the magical feelings I had once. Like you say, change is constant, which is great, and I have experienced this. On the other hand, my partner is not on the same page at all, and it feels to be restricting my own growth. I would love to hear others' thoughts about this topic. Many more questions to come. Much love. So this is an interesting question, because I literally just dealt with my nephew yesterday, who His he has went away to school for the first time. He's 22, my sister's son, and the sweetest, kindest, most authentic, pure soul I have probably ever met. I mean, him and my son are really close. They definitely have like a brotherly bond, and they both have that. They're just such pure, kind, good souls. And so it makes sense to me that they would come in as cousins and have that kind of brotherly bond. But my nephew, Evan is his name, has Asperger's syndrome. So he was, you know, as a kid, he was like super, you know, agitated and angry and just kind of like, oh, he's kind of troubled, you know, to deal with. And then as he got older, it just kind of like he moved through all that. And he just is, like I said, the kindest, sweetest, most, you know, pure, very, very pure feeling, very, you know, good, very pure. And so he's went away to school for the first time. And he's loves gemstones and, you know, rocks and all that stuff. That's like his passion. And with like Asperger's, that can be a thing, you know, autism, Asperger's kind of, I guess Asperger's is like a form of autism. And he's pretty mild, like, so, you know, you'd be around him and think, wow, this is just a really pleasant, nice kid. But one of the things that can happen with Asperger's is being hyper-focused on something, right? And so he, for him, it's always been like gems have been his passion. So he went away to school. He got into a school to study gems, and he's just in heaven doing it. You know, he's spent like it is his lane. He has found his path. And he's really growing a lot and expanding a lot. And he, the one thing that is, and it's really helped him with his self-confidence. And the one thing that has been challenging is being around a bunch of other young people who are like partying and like, you know, and he's just, you know, he's never done any of that. He's just, it's just not him. It's not what he's into. And he's kind of, the one where although he's excelling in school for the first time ever, school is always really challenging for him. It's like, you know, the Einstein quote, if you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, it'll think it's dumb its whole life. Well, he's found where he belongs and he's doing amazing. But when it comes to the social stuff and being around other people, and that's why I bring this up in conjunction with this review by Real Life Matters. He's just feeling like, where are my people? Like, oh, I thought for sure I would get into the school and other people who are, you know, rock hounds kind of like into it as much as me. And they're just like, yeah, there's a bunch of people my age, but they want to go party and things. And that just doesn't interest me. And, you know, and then he feels awkward, like he doesn't have anything to add or share in social situations. Or there'll be like 10 kids hanging out at his house. And he's just like in his room alone because he, you know, feels like not comfortable, right? And so I had a long conversation with him yesterday about this. And I was like, look, you got to understand, you're a very unique being. You are your own thing. And I know there's some of you out there can relate to this. And like I said, it's not exactly like Real Life Matters, but I'm going to get to that here in a moment, this review. But you know, you are unique. Every one of us is such a unique being. And so when you start judging your worth or your situation based off of what others around you are like, in his case, it's, you know, my message to him was like, look, you are absolutely just being who you are. You bring an incredible energy to the room. Just the kindness, the goodness, the purity. There's no BS, no game, no salesmanship, no, you know, it's just all just authentic, authentic, authentic. And that's actually why a lot of these kids are like, come on, Evan, come hang out with us. Come hang out with us. Come hang out with us. They want to be around him. And meanwhile, he's feeling really insecure about it. Cause he doesn't know what to say, or even in groups, I don't know what to say. You know, I feel, and it's just like, you just being, you are bringing, you know, it's just like the last, I'm just seeing here. It's funny. I didn't even know what Erica's last episode was. I'm just sitting here seeing, well, it looks like, it looks like two. Yeah. Her last episode is bringing the energy of just being. Ooh, that gives me such chills. I had no idea that's what she talked about. We share a notes page where we'll, you know, put notes for Sarah, who, you know, when she puts up the show notes each day and links and whatever. And so we share that, and I just happen to have it here in my face as I'm seeing this. I'm like, hold on, what am I? I'm just kind of hit my eye, bringing the energy of just being. That's it. That's all you got to do. Wow. I mean, talk about life bringing up synchronicity to drive a message home. Who you are and what you are is so unique and beautiful. It's, you know, there's nothing else you need to do. It's like the guy who was on the show years back, and he talked about being, you know, in the presence of the Dalai Lama and how it just like shifted him energetically. Or, you know, the guy who searched the whole world for 20 years, who was on the show looking for mystical experiences. And the thing that shifted him most was being around Mother Teresa and how open hearted her energy was. It like affected him. So just, you know, what my message to my nephew and to any of you who ever feel weird or uncomfortable and awkward in social situations, that you think you got to be like on and be this like entertainer and, you know, in the center of attention and captivate everyone. That's just not the case. Just by being your authentic, good, pure self. And a lot of times it's the person who adds the least amount of words that have the most impact too. You know, you can respond to people, and otherwise just be present, hold your presence, be there. And yeah, I have no idea what Erica said in this particular episode last week, but yeah, bring the energy of just being. And by doing that, you contribute, you are enough. And the more comfortable you are with that and the uniqueness of who you are, the better off that you're going to be, and the better off the world's going to be, and the more well-received you'll be just for showing up. And so I'm going to read, actually, because I got talking about this first with my son and my mother, and then I saw my nephew a little bit later, and he wrote, my son is like the most thoughtful and, you know, heard this and wanted to share with, you know, because he's been through some of that, not feeling like he fit in. And lately he's really, you know, he's very creative, artistic, you know, very into the arts in general, but film, and he's now acting in all these things, like getting cast constantly and stuff that's still smaller, but, you know, it's like he's constantly acting around other people. He's, you know, at 23, he's finding his people to a certain degree and feeling really fulfilled, you know, in that. So he wrote a message to his cousin yesterday, and I think I'll just go ahead and read it just because this pertains to all of you out there who just feel like you're not fitting in. So Bradley is my son, and he wrote this to Evan. Hey, I've been thinking about what you said about not really relating to people in your class, everyone just drinking, etc. I wish I could tell you, and keep in mind, Bradley's the older one, so he's like the big brother a little bit. I wish I could tell you that it will change, that suddenly you'll come upon your people and will feel connection in a way you never have. I think perhaps it will happen, but know that you're not alone. I have yet to find that. And while I may be able to meld into the crowd with a bit more ease than you, I am an actor after all, it does not mean it is any less lonely. The reality is that people who are truly unique, who I would consider to be extraordinary, are almost always alone in many senses, because after all, they are not ordinary. And while you can beat yourself up over that fact, you can also relish in the fact that you are who you are, and who you are is special. And maybe that doesn't always translate to great small talk, but does translate to a deep understanding of yourself and thus life. It translates to deep passions. The way you love something will run further than most. I would challenge you to embrace who you are. In some ways, you are an outsider. So am I, but all the best people are. Love you, bro. And he goes, oh, and I've found that when you let go of that story that you're somehow broken because you don't fit in well with the herd, it becomes easier. You forgive yourself. You can lose yourself in moments, and you'll have connections with individuals at the very least. And those are the most important connections anyway. Group dynamics are usually vapid unless there's a goal or project that people are working towards together, or something else shared more valuable than just getting drunk and partying. So that's Bradley, my son, to his cousin and my nephew, Evan. And so, yeah, they're just they're definitely an interesting pair. And it feels good to share, because I know there's some of you out there that can relate to not feeling, you know, like quite like you fit in. And so now I'm going to bring that all the way back around, because I started with reading this other review and then kind of going down the path of talking about my nephew, is, you know, people who then feel like, okay, you know, where are my people? This, you know, Real Life Matters was like, hold on, even my relationships, do I need to get out of it? These people aren't, you know, awake. They're not. And so my thing that I want to share with you is that you're always, once you understand that what's around, it's like I said to my nephew yesterday, hey, you got to understand this situation is perfect for you to work out who you're meant to become. He's having insecurities around, you know, how he contributes and, you know, his therefore feels awkward in group situations and everything. And like he doesn't fit in. So he's getting presented with situations to work on that muscle. So if there is a judgment around someone or people not being woke enough or awake enough, and aren't aware enough of what's around them, you know, maybe that's where your work lies, right? It's like, where does a lighthouse belong? In the darkness. So if you, and I get it, it's like you're longing for, you know, to be around, people that truly are resonating and finding your people. And I think you will. Just like Bradley said, he thinks, you know, his cousin will. And, you know, I think what comes to mind even is this place, the Mystic Manor. When I first moved in, it was, we did retreats the first 9 months, and it was so much magic and growth and kind of, you know, I envisioned this utopian, you know, incredible alternate dimension of magic and goodness. And then it's like, okay, yes, you'll have some of that. And what else do you need, Brandon, and those who are there for your own growth and good? How about some major challenges? And so I had a patch of that, a lot of that. Really, in the last 6 months, it's really, I feel like I passed a lot of challenging tests, some of which I've talked about on the show. And by passing and getting the message through those, now it's feeling more like the vision again. And so it's like, it's same thing. You're going to get what you need. So Real Life Matters, this reviewer, I think is surrounded by people that aren't where they're at in their own awareness. And the challenge, the opportunity is for you to realize that that's just as valid as, you know, being awake and being aware of the ultimate nature of reality and working on yourself, right? And just loving them and appreciating them where they're at. Now, that does not mean and translate to I'm in a relationship with someone who is, you know, just not on the same page and not willing to go there, not looking there. It doesn't mean you got to merge your life with someone like that. You may be, you know, there's circumstantial and then there's choice, right? So let's take the two examples. The person next to me at work, right? The universe has put them sitting next to me at work and they push my buttons. They're not, you know, they're challenging me. They're not awake. Their perspectives are, you know, selfish and challenging. And I'm I don't want to deal with this person, but you've been brought together in some way. And you're sort of in a way, for at least some period of time, you're forced to sit next to them in a desk, right? Your cubicle is next to theirs, just making up an example. That's one thing, right? So, I'm around these certain people in my life, you know, I can't choose different parents, so I can maybe choose less to see them, or you are choosing like a partnership though, right? So if you are in a relationship where someone just isn't coming along, isn't willing to do the work, doesn't want to do the work, doesn't have the same viewpoints, doesn't mean you need to stick that out, because that's like, you got to be some martyr either, right? By accepting where people are at, I view it all as feedback. It's giving me information that I need, and then I can decide what I do with it. It's not that it's bad or right or wrong. There is no such thing, right? There's energy. And what and does it resonate with where I'm at? If it's something that is put in my path that is, let's say, not a choice, like the person next to me at work, okay, what is there here for me? I'm going to deal with it. If it's something like I'm choosing to be in a romantic partnership, marriage, relationship proactively with this person, I could live anywhere and I'm going to go home and live with them. That's a little bit different, right? So now I'm like, okay, what happens a lot of times is people, when you first choose to come together, you are energetically a match. You're very, there's lessons there for each other. Your vibrational match that it makes sense to kind of come together. But we all grow at different rates. And so, you know, the reviewer here, you're the only one who can assess, have I exhausted this? Do I feel complete in the lessons from this relationship? You know, I believe we come together as an opportunity for growth. When that opportunity has played itself out to the fullest, a natural separation occurs. Where the pain and suffering, I believe, comes in is when we try and force something longer than its shelf life, right? Oh, we get attached, we get comfortable, we get, you know, whatever. And so we don't end something that's time to end and move on. And I mean, most people have experienced that. I know I have. And it's like, you know, our human gets attached. Meanwhile, our soul is ready to move on. So really, you know, you're the only one that can answer that. Is it being selfish if it's for your own good, you asked? No. Actually, the most selfish thing you can do is to not do something for your highest good. That is the most selfish thing you can do, because then you become the least that your potential, you don't realize your ultimate potential, and therefore the world is less. So the worst thing you can do is sacrifice yourself for someone else. Now, it doesn't mean you throw in the towel as soon as there's a bump in the road, right? Only you can assess, have I exhausted this? Have I done everything I can to see this through? And is this person just not, you know, we're going different paths. We've decided we're going to go different paths at this point. And that's okay. But definitely, you know, when it comes to, you know, as they ask, if they're not on the same spiritual level, where it makes sense to draw the line with relationships, only you really know that answer. Right? You know, if they're not coming, then, you know, you got to figure out when, okay, you know, set a time, set, okay, let's, you know, if they're not even interested, it becomes really easy. That becomes a really easy decision. For me, having someone who is aware spiritually and on the same wavelength, has same viewpoints on the ultimate nature of reality is pretty much a necessity for me to be in a relationship with someone at this point in my journey. I'm not going to put anyone down who has some different arrangement, you know, to each their own. But for me, if someone's not seeing things through the same lens, it's all happening for me, not to me. We're one with source consciousness, and we're here to, you know, to grow and become our next greatest and grandest version of ourselves. And, you know, looking through that lens to some degree, they're not a match, you know, because I'm seeing everything through that lens. And if you're seeing things through a totally different lens, it's like we're in different worlds. So, you know, it's that spiritual connection to me is, as far as romantic relationship, paramount. And, you know, only each of us can decide if we've started on that path and if our partner is even going to come. I mean, you can ask yourself the question, you know, step into, do a little exercise of what, you know, what does it feel like with them 5 years from now? 5 months from now, is there any chance that you could ever see it? Do you feel it? You know, do you want to be there? And you'll know the answer. And then we've got to be brave enough to make the decisions based off of that answer. When it comes to things in people that were put in their, you know, they're put in our path or part of our life that we're going to be kind of, let's say, forced to deal with to some degree, what is the message here for me? And where you're going to find hope with that is, you know, once you get the lesson, I found that natural separation occurs. If there's something there for you, and ultimately, if you can appreciate people where they're at, even if it's different than you, it doesn't mean you're choosing to move in with them and live your life with them. But if you can appreciate that, you know, there is no better than, it's all valid. It's all spiritual business. It's all spiritual experience. Even the being disconnected and not knowing, that's a soul choosing that experience at that time. And that's just as valid as your super spiritual perspective that you may choose. And once you can get that, you're going to find yourself moving through these sorts of experiences of isolation and separation, which, by the way, really allow you to get in touch with this. This was my advice for my nephew too. It's like, look, it's all about self-love. It's the number one thing we're all here to learn, because we are fractals of source. We are chips off the block, right? And what is source? At the end of the day, when all the puzzle pieces go back in the box, there's only one. So what is God, goddess, source, the universe, consciousness, higher self, whatever you want to call it, what is it doing? It's playing a game of self-love, self-exploration. And so in some way that's going to be reflected. So maybe for this reviewer and my nephew, it's like, oh, I'm kind of feel isolated. There's my, where are my people within you? Right? You're your person. You're your own soulmate, your own twin flame. You are the one to fall in love with and to appreciate who you are and show up being that, you know, be the lighthouse. If it's all people disconnected and asleep, then shine your light by being the example. And they'll start to wonder, what is it about them that makes me start questioning things? Well, they seem to have something that I'm curious about. That will start to happen. You'll start inevitably attracting things that are a vibrational match too. It's not if, but when. Okay, that's my story. I'm sticking to it. I have a beautiful song to leave you guys with. And this one, I played this artist for the first time a couple weeks ago. Hana Ni, H-A-N-A, and then N-I. This is another one of her songs. So beautiful. It speaks to this, actually, the lyrics. Life of a Lotus. Till next time, journey well. Also, before we cue up today's song, as a quick reminder, don't forget to download the Golden Key audio or ebook as my free gift to you at goldenkey.gift using the Golden Key code POSITIVEHEAD. And please, if you enjoy my gift, leave a positive review on Amazon so others can unlock their lives with the help of the Golden Key as well.
Rushing my tear ducts, nah. At least my sorrows live to nurture the soul for tomorrow. I may find my lowest moments for royal in the fall. A reflection painted from the unknown. A new prince has emerged, not the formerly known. Like wind for a bird, I just needed the flow. Fight not the paradox, instead fight what you know. Where there's light, you will grow. Where there's light, you will grow.
Life of a lotus, from the mud came the bud. Then came the flood. He thought he was done. Why? From the mud came the lotus. He kept moving on. Did he know the mud was why he'd grow? And he grew, he bloomed bright. He did with mud in his wings.